This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Babs. I am trying out a one-woman show for the first time, and I'm terrified, so come see me do it. It's on Thursday, August 29th at 10 p.m. at Lyric Hyperion. It's $5. I literally don't know what's happening yet at it, so come find out. It's going to be kind of experimental. It'll be a fun time, though. So if you're available, Thursday, August 29th, 10 p.m., Lyric Hyperion. It's called Babs Do It. I'll see you there. I'm Babs Gray, and here's a tweet from 2012. At this moment in my life, there is weed, dogs, and the Les Mis soundtrack. Not a bad job, 2012. Okay, thanks. Good job. I'm out of jokes.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I'd kill to see Veronica Mars take on QAnon.
Fuck it. From the inside, Veronica, get it.
Get it. I'm Tess Barker, and my favorite LaCroix flavor is Pellegrino, you plebs.
Ooh, shots fired in the opening. Yeah. Holy shit.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I love that you, weed, dogs, and the Les Mis soundtrack. That sounds like a great day.
I know it does, but that is very. I don't smoke weed anymore, so.
Yeah, but true. You still like Les Mis and dogs.
It's true, I do.
Yeah, it's a timeless tweet. Feels like
Les Mis is one of the more. I circled around a few idiotic ones.
I actually, that's
one.
Like one of those shirts where it's like this and this and that. Weed and dogs and the
three
fonts. So specific. I think a lot of people would relate.
Yeah.
Should I just start making those?
Yeah.
Selling those after like shows.
Like
really
a bold font, a curly Q font, and then like a slanted font. Mm-hmm. Like definitely need the three to
right.
really get the point across.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm investing all my money into this, so I hope you guys are.
Oh, that's great.
Let's get this Etsy shop going.
I would be the worst person to talk to if you're thinking of investing in something, because I would treat it just like when you're bathing suit shopping at Target. I'd be like, yes, it looks great, do it.
So you're not the person to talk to about like stocks to invest in?
No, I mean, you can talk to me about it, but
only if you really want to be convinced to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
I think I'm very valuable in that capacity.
Yeah.
If you want to be convinced to do something, I feel that I'm
Tess loves to enable.
I do. Sure.
There's a t-shirt, loves to enable. Also
if
free fonts.
If you love weed, dogs, wine, running, and loving to enable people.
And I'm an Aries who loves weed, dogs, running, and wanting to enable people.
You might be a Tess Barker.
Let's bring on our guest. She's so funny. She has a Comedy Central half hour coming out in October, which is pretty cool. Vanessa Woo! Gonzalez.
Yay!
Hi.
Welcome.
What would your shirt say? You're very specific.
Mine would say Spanx panty liners and Gatorade.
Oh,
yeah. Hydrate. Got to hydrate and
electrolytes. That is a really good combination, because that'll get you through. That's like if you're going backpacking, I would say those three things would get you through.
Yeah.
With the intention to selfie on top of the hill.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what the Spanx are for.
Anywhere I go, I need panty liners at all times.
Okay.
So that's in my
panty
like
panty liners like so
kit.
Old school, I feel like.
I mean, I feel like if I'm going to conserve a pair of underwear.
Right.
It needs.
That
I
is
need.
True. I've ruined many a pair because I was like, it's close enough. We're almost over.
And then somehow that it's becomes good. All of your underwear.
Yeah.
So. I treat all of my clothes with like a Darwin attitude where I'm like, it's survival of the fittest. Whoever makes the longest is the stuff that I respect the most.
Oh, that's good.
I don't separate my clothes. It all goes in together.
Oh.
And if you don't survive, No.
I don't separate
None
shit.
None of you separate your clothes?
Uh-uh. Oh, when you wash?
Yeah,
I don't separate.
No. If it doesn't survive, it was too weak to be in my wardrobe anyway.
I just wash everything on a delicate,
okay.
And then it survives.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I'm really anal about how I do my laundry, and okay, I keep my clothes for like a really long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of pieces that have been in rotation for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got like Forever 21 stuff from the early
aughts. Oh, are you kidding me? See?
No.
Fuck yes, I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. That stuff is like the cockroaches of clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a few pieces. Yeah. Some of it you have to throw away right away, but some of it just is like you get a scrappy little mini skirt that just hangs in there through the ages.
That Forever 21 stretch is good. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I was killing some time earlier, and I was in, I was in the valley, and I went to a craft store. And I'm anting really bad.
Oh, what's going on?
What'd you get? How much puff paint
I'm
you get?
I'm anting so hard.
Are you an aunt, Christina?
I am an
Vanessa.
Aunt.
Yes.
Vanessa. Vanessa, I'm sorry.
You just anted really hard too.
Yeah, I just anted really hard. Okay.
I did. I had to think about it, but I'm like, yeah, I have a nephew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remembered him. Yeah. I'm like, am I? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of discussing becoming like I just wanted so many holiday decorations. They had they had all this fall stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I already just bought pumpkins at the 99 cents store.
Wow.
Last week. I bought spiked glittery. They have like metallic spikes on them and glitter.
Yes.
And
I was like goth.
Yeah, they're like goth pumpkins.
Oh, you're that kind of aunt.
Yeah.
You're like psychologically prepared for pumpkins right now?
Well, they're there.
What?
They were in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, August.
I wasn't
is
looking for them.
Back to school.
She can't. Yeah, she can't accept the end of summer. So.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't even like. I truly have blinders on. No pencils. No pumpkins. No nothing until at least September 1st. I don't even want to think about it. Talk about it. Look at it in August.
August is still summer to you.
Yeah, to the planet.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's hot as fuck.
You know, it's hot as fuck, and I mean, I just love summer.
Yeah.
It's like the Friday of seasons,
right?
You know,
it is every day kind of Friday.
Yeah,
yeah, it feels that way.
So I really like to stretch it out. I like that the Dodgers are good because I feel like that kind of extends summer for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about them.
They're good.
Okay,
that's our baseball team in LA.
Oh, okay. I'm like, who is that?
The Artful Dodger. There's a bunch of all those scrappy orphans running around LA,
pickpocketing.
They're really on their game right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, I had already had these 99-cent pumpkins, and I fucking. I bought
pumpkins?
Another one at the craft store.
Oh my God.
I spent $12 on a pumpkin.
Oh, that's that's a lot for a
pumpkin. I know. No. It was a cooler one. It was like more of an artsy one, but it was everything was 40% off.
Wait,
yeah.
Explain how
I'll go get it during our break and show you guys. It's in the car.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Yeah, I need
I can't
to
get my
see
glasses
this.
Off.
I mean, I just want to be clear. Like, we're not even barely in the second week of August, and you've made two pumpkin purchases.
I was in the but this is when you buy the stuff because it's not
it's
all picked
now.
Over.
Yeah.
And it's
okay.
cheap. It was all on 40% off because
I didn't know that.
They're getting the people like me.
The ants.
Right.
Yeah, they're getting the ants. The ants are in
I mean,
ants
is
love
this
a
Michaels?
Deal.
Michaels?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michaels is a place for ants.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? A craft store for ants? If you're into Zoolander, yeah, you guys get it.
What?
Yes.
What was who was that?
Never in Zoolander.
In Zoolander, he's like, "What is this? A center for ants?" And it's the tiny little
the model.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a very specific reference. Tess and Vanessa got it.
I haven't seen it. I only saw the movie once, so
it's
I can't.
Playing
I'm not
in a
really
a,
just once.
Yeah. I'm not
it plays in a loop in my brain at all times. Basically,
level.
I saw it too many times.
But my other, I don't know if this is an ant movie.
Yeah.
But I went to Ross to like. I was truly killing some time in the valley, like the epitome.
Well, that Michael's alone is Ross. An ant move.
Damn. Oh, going to Ross is an ant move.
Yeah. And I was like, I really need some cheap workout clothes. That's the place to go, right?
Sure.
You know? And I was like, okay, am I going to try these on? I can't handle trying these on. I'll do the thing where I come back if I don't like them or whatever. But the line, I bailed. The line.
Do the Ross line.
I've never made it through. I will go to over next door to TJ Maxx before I will wait in that line.
I feel like they're paid actors.
Yes.
And it's like a whole stage thing because they don't want to sell anything.
Yes.
What's going on then?
Because it
Ross?
Doesn't move.
It doesn't move, and it doesn't matter what location you're at.
Yeah.
Time of day does not matter.
Mm-hmm. It's comically, there's like 13 people in front
of
you.
Always. And like you see people bail. You're not always the only one that bails. You see people bail left and right. Yeah. And even though people bail, the line remains the same length.
The same. Mm-hmm. They had a bail. They had a bail cart.
Yes.
They had a cart specific.
Yes. All those middle baskets. And you can find good stuff in the bail basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then it's so funny about the front because it's full of all that weird discount food. That's
and like shampoo.
Not quite food, mm-hmm. but it yeah. is. Yeah. That you like would buy for your grandma for
candy
Christmas
corn.
Or whatever.
Shampoo, lotion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hand soap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hard candies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Ross and its affiliates, mm-hmm. the Marshalls's, they have good deals on shampoo. You can get the bedhead shit and like the nice expensive shampoos. Okay. Good deep discounts on shampoos.
Yeah, they always have clearance stickers on them.
Yes.
But that's the thing. You're paying the price you're paying is the line, basically. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your time worth?
Because like everybody is coming to exchange 12 items,
right?
And they're like returning stuff and buying stuff, and it's like everyone's cart is full.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why it takes so long.
Everyone's cart is full. And I get the feeling that, and I really mean this specifically to Ross, like the employees are very unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that part of it is they aggressively make the lighting bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like an upsetting place.
I mean, I'm sure it's a shitty place to work. And also they're obviously under staffing. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Oh, they're never enough people.
No. Yeah.
They should have an express lane. Like, I feel like they have, like, a three-item express lane.
Yeah.
That line would move
there's, like,
move
seven
faster.
People in front of you.
Express lane. And I mean,
exactly.
I would prefer that they just hired more people, but is a place that could really use one of those robot checkout things.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think they're, like, encouraging people to steal. I mean, I steal from Ross.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I'm not going to wait. Especially if it's, like, just a little shirt or something. I'm like, I'm not going to wait.
Yeah.
So Ross y'all wanted me to take this.
I tried to pay for it.
The Ross I went to specifically is so intense because they have a guy in the parking lot making sure that you don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one by Flappers. So it's like it says 2-hour parking for Ross customers only. Oh. And there's a guy who's not like a valet. He's just a guy to make sure that you're there to shop at Ross.
Wow.
And not go to like Chipotle.
are you going to Ross?
Yeah. He watched me walk in. Well, I saw him watch me.
The move is you walk into Ross and is there another exit?
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Barbara's first rodeo.
I walked in there and then then they've got the guy with the vest saying loss prevention standing right there. So it's like multi-levels of like, we're watching.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're not going to steal the $6.99 tank top.
You know? That is funny too to steal from Ross because it's like we're not stealing from like Nordstrom where everything is expensive and it would be nice to have it free. Like Ross, it is already $5.
But it's the line. It really is.
Yeah. At Ross when you see like the multiple stickers of the price getting lower and lower. It was originally $27. Then it was $19.99. Now it's $2. Now it's 5 cents. It's like, it's awesome.
It's like a reverse auction.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
It just keeps getting lower.
Just take it out of here.
Yeah.
So then you could steal it. If there's a bunch of stickers on it, I'm like, y'all want
they're
this
saying
song.
Steal. Take this.
That was the next step is to be
take
free.
This
like,
from
just
us.
Take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you pay somebody to stand in line at Ross for you?
Ooh. No.
Like, is that a job
opportunity?
Because
what are you going to do? Shop in the meantime? Or what's
yeah,
you
get a placeholder person, and you keep bringing your stuff up to them. And you got about 20 minutes to get
to the front.
I feel
like this is like a Larry David situation that was just not
probably
out well.
Yeah, an app, and we could all be millionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this idea.
Maybe this is the thing. Yeah. We group share the cost of that employee, right? So everyone wants to buy their Ross shit. Mm-hmm. You as the if you're going to be the guy that stands in line at Ross, you're getting like, you know, $10 from each of your customers.
Yeah.
So you could conceivably make, say, $40 an hour just standing in line at Ross.
Yeah.
But each person is only paying $10.
Exactly. See, I like this.
I'm zoned out.
This is the new ride share. This is the new ride share. I believe it.
I think we can make, or we can like, can we Postmates Ross items?
You can.
Postmates anything?
It is evil.
No, don't do that to anybody.
That's so evil for your Postmates.
I've Postmated some pretty crazy shit from like Best Buy and Target and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. I've only done food. I'm not like I don't like really ordering food or any. Postmates. I like.
Yeah.
I want to go get it myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't only because it's so expensive, but.
Yeah.
I love having food delivered to me. It's like my favorite thing.
It's like a huge if I do it, it's like very out of the
really?
Yeah,
you're treating yourself.
I basically never do.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't again cuz I would be very
expensive,
to do it all the time, but the times I do, I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this is a separate thing, but just talking about buying what the fuck, Garth? Garth is just
doing okay. Yes. He's fine. He's
that animal is alive. Dead.
Okay. Yeah. No, he's alive, I promise.
Okay. For you listeners, my dog currently looks like a misshapen puzzle piece. Yeah.
He loves that position.
It's just classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a Garth. That's funny. Well, yeah, that sounds like a lot of anting.
Yeah. I think I haven't seen my niece and nephew in a minute, so maybe that's why.
It's kind
maybe
of building
it's like
up,
that coming popping out up. Of me.
My most recent aunt thing, yesterday I was at a coffee shop, and you know, at the coffee shop, they have all those different flyers mm-hmm. for assorted things.
Yes.
I picked up and took with me a flyer.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
That is very aunt.
The aunts are the only ones looking at the flyers.
The aunts are the only looking at the flyer, yeah. And the flyer is for Zen Archery.
Oh, boy.
You know, that all... That all tracks. No, that's correct.
If Zen wasn't in the name.
See, Zen's what got me.
So archery and axes are becoming a thing now.
Oh, yeah. Renfest is one, man. It's everywhere, baby.
But, like, what is it when it's not Zen? Is everyone just yelling? And...
I think so.
Okay. There's a lot of EDM playing.
Wow. Yeah. You've got to arrange your crystals first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Be one with the bow as you release
and
it.
And this isn't like a bar with it. Like,
No. It's and ultimately it's not something I'm going to follow through on. It was just something I thought, it was like that version of myself that I like to like pretend like I was going
to be.
Right.
You know? Does all the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But
what is that for? Cause you're already an extreme person. So what is the shit?
Yeah, what else is there?
I guess it's the same person. I just don't have time to be that.
I see. It's
part
time.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's just time. Given time. Oh God. Can you imagine if you had time for all your hobbies?
Yeah. Well, I can't even do the ones I'm somewhat interested in.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do any, though.
God, I did this. This show today. I don't know what this was. So if you have Echo, the interactive something platform, check it out. It was a comedy thing where the viewers vote on their favorite comic and then you move on.
Oh, sick.
Super
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you just do your set. So like you don't have viewers watching at the moment. You're just doing your set and then they're going to put it in if you win.
Okay.
But I did a 15-second set, 30 seconds,
oh, wow.
and 60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Can you do your 15-second set for us right
I did.
Now?
I just was like, hey, here, guys, that girls are mysterious, so I put a fog machine under my bed. All men are dogs, which I just did really quick.
Oh,
jokes.
Just your two jokes. Really fast.
And then kind of like, played up the fact that it was so fast. Whatever. Yeah, it was fine. Okay. We'll see what happens. But at the beginning, he was like, tell me, like, we want to introduce you to like a silly fact. And I was like, I don't have anything. I'm like, I don't do hobbies.
You
or anything.
Have so many silly facts.
Like what? Tell me.
Like the fact that you were obsessed with the Utah Jazz in high school.
But I'm not, that's not funny.
No, it's pretty funny. It's actually pretty funny.
Or like you went to Zen Archery.
Zen Archery. I do go to archery on the weekends.
French Store is your high school crush?
Yeah.
I don't think enough people like know him by name. I don't know. I just, says like, tell us a quirky thing about you, it's very hard to like describe yourself.
It's true.
In a weird
Vanessa,
way.
Do you have a quirky fact that putting on the spot?
Yeah, tell us your intro.
I lost a tooth recently.
Whoa.
Did you did the tooth fairy go
out? Did you see it coming or?
Well, yeah, I mean it was like a crown and then the crown fell.
Oh.
And then the cheapest option was to just take it all out.
You know, I'm kind of getting there too with one of my teeth.
It's teeth dog.
And
it's
like my things aren't quirky, they're just sad. And they're like, oh, tell us something else. I'm like, I overdrew my debit card. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I just feel like, I was like, I don't know. Comedy is mostly my, like, I just don't, do that much.
Yeah.
Really? Oops. I'm rewatching The Office for the 10,000th time. Like, what?
Yeah. 69 in a vineyard.
Yeah.
That's what you should have said.
I should have said that.
You did 69 in a vineyard?
I did, yeah.
You put on meditation music for Andy Dick at 5 o'clock in the morning after doing Molly with him.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
These are inspirational
things.
You
know what I ended up going with? I said I have a 4-point... No, I have the 4 out of 5 stars on WikiFeet. That was my...
That's good.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's good. That's actually a good rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not correct. They haven't seen... they haven't been close up enough.
You upload your own photos to WikiFeet to get that rating up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to be be honest, I'm a little sad I'm not on WikiFeet. I don't want to be on
you
it.
You don't have tons of pictures of your feet, though, or like thirst traps.
Feet thirst traps?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, because I have a lot of, like, you know, bod pics where my feet are in them.
And that's what gets you that's, on.
You get some more of them out there.
Whoever has uploaded my photos to WikiFeet has full body shots of my...
I think I'm going to try to bait WikiFeet. I'm going to see... I'm going to give myself 6 months to get on WikiFeet.
Please, I feel like I always crop my photos, so they're... I guess... I don't think there's...
Well, you've got the Tap Hour coming out. You're going to be on it no matter
what. Yes.
I mean, they require for Comedy Central's, like, you know, social... Yeah. Run that you have
you're
an account
on
WikiFeet.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. They'll be like, 2 stars, they're in shoes.
Do they post shoes on there or is it all naked feet?
Babs?
I think it's mostly naked feet. Let's check it out. I remember we talked a little bit on here about it before. But
yeah.
Best thing about it is that they also suggest people similar to your feet.
Yeah, that is pretty, that is pretty fun.
So you have like feet...
Yeah, these are like Barbara's
so
pictures.
So I've
right
got
here.
Cute. 4 out of 5. There's been 5 votes on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 2 beautiful, 1 nice, and 2 okay.
Oh,
which doesn't seem like it would be 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
But there's 4 pictures of me from my Instagram of me like in
let
a
me see.
Usually
just
in
so
bathing,
I can get an idea
in
what
a bathing
I should
suit.
Aim for.
Those are cute.
But that's the thing is
full body pics, dude. Okay. Yeah.
My feet look good on those, but they don't look good close up. So it's kind of a like.
Okay,
you know.
So really it's a
what
thirst trap
call
of
it?
You.
What do they
a
call
Monet?
That? A Monet. Yeah, it's kind of a Monet.
I mean, my feet are going to be have to be a total Monet. I have very ugly feet.
Yeah, more of a Jackson Pollock situation.
Yes, Jackson Pollock.
Depending on where we're at in
Pablo
the marathon
Picasso,
training.
Exactly.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be just a close-up of your feet.
No,
it's
no.
As long as feet are in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yes, you know, people who liked Barbara Gray's feet also liked Josie Harris. Lovely Abella. I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Feet's a thing.
Is there any... Oh, no comments.
Come on, Garth, get up there.
I was watching Jackie Brown recently with some friends,
so good.
And I was like, oh, what are these, like, really, like, close-up feet shots about? And they were like, oh, Tarantino loves feet.
Loves them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, did you see the new one?
No.
Apparently it's like half foot.
It's,
right?
It's pretty funny.
It's very footy.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. He really embraced it.
In a way, yeah. I think he's just like making fun
of
himself.
Yeah, it sounds like he leaned in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like honestly, I think Tarantino, I've heard like other not so great things about him, but as far as like bad things, I don't give a shit if he likes feet.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's not
I mean,
the worst
a
thing
a lot
before.
Of people like
That's
feet,
fine.
Apparently.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to
hurt anybody.
I'm not going to kink shame anybody. As long as, but I think like if you're doing it knowing that other people are going to like fetishize it without the knowledge of the person, that's like iffy.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's happened before.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
You know, I think now people know about his thing, but
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably don't know enough to be talking about it, but I do feel like if you're an actress and they're like, there's a close up on your feet, you know.
Especially with the Tim, you know what's up now.
Right? I don't think until recently, though. I wouldn't have thought that. Like, I don't think like a lot of people thought about foot fetishes until, you know, the last like 10 years or something.
Mm. Mm. Out loud,
yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just I guess yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know about like like if I put a picture out and then it ends up on a website specifically for fetishizing feet.
Yeah.
Like, but what? I didn't know.
That's
if I knew it was for that, I would have done better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get that petty, baby. Yeah.
It's like when you do a show and they pull some random picture from your Instagram that's like this super unflattering photo that they found.
Well, that's why, again, it is like, you know, like, well, then fuck. Like, then I will just, you know, if you're going to sexualize me no matter what I do, then I should be in charge of it.
Then
somehow.
Let me,
absolutely.
Pay me for these tootsies.
I know. I mean, I did have a guy send, I think, didn't
I remember on the podcast.
Negotiate with him.
Was it feet or was it naked?
It was feet, but then he wanted your boobs in it.
Oh, yeah. He sent a lot of examples of women who'd sent him feet pictures. And then we tried to, like, say, like, 25K
or
something.
We did a very high rate for you.
Yeah.
No response.
No. Yeah. Oh.
And you know what? That's fine. That's his loss.
You could even do payments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I should have done that, like, layaway.
Yeah.
A subscription.
Yeah, he'll get a square. Like, he'll get, like, a section of the feet every...
every like week, you just send him a different toe. I think that's really hot.
Yeah.
I think that's
builds
really
the anticipation.
All right, we're
going
to go. You guys ready for the photo shoot? We're going to go take care of this.
Let's
we'll
do it.
We'll BRB.
Thank you.
Victoria Beckham lady to lady. Barb just walked in with her pumpkin.
Wait, can I hold it?
Yes.
Vanessa, would you like to describe this to the audience?
Okay, yes. All right. I'm going to say this is like an orangey, almost like gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a copper.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pumpkin made out of like ribbons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or it's good. Is that right?
I'm like ribbon cut metal kind of
ribbon
wire.
Cut wire. Yes.
It's almost like a found object art installation.
I think that's what it was going for.
Yeah.
It's like a non-found object.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, it's like let's pretend to be rustic home decorations.
Do you think you're supposed to put a candle in it?
I think
Yes.
No, everyone thinks so.
Yeah. I don't think so.
It's got the hole in the
it's
bottom.
It's got a candle hole.
Oh, I didn't see there was a hole.
Yeah, definitely. Because then the light will go through the
hole. Okay, all right.
That's
pretty bonus, guys.
That
didn't even know.
Cute at night.
Yeah.
That's like ant level 2.0 when there's a candle involved. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin and a candle?
Thank God I bought some flameless candles while I was there, so we're fine.
Yeah, flameless. We can't do real candles.
But it's cute, right?
Not for the ants. They drink too much wine.
You guys would love the spiky ones. I'll also take pictures of the spiky ones.
So where do you picture yourself using this?
Yeah, where do you see it going? Where do you see yourself with this pumpkin?
Where do you see this pumpkin in 5 days?
A fucking stashed away somewhere that I forget about. Probably.
I would say maybe in the center of a table.
Yeah,
that's
it has to go there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe like when you first walk into your house.
Yeah, well, we only really have the dining table and the coffee table, so.
Because it does make a statement, you know, when you walk in, you see that, it's like, shit, it's fall
it's
here.
It's fucking fall, bitch.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want this is the first of many pumpkins you're about to encounter in my household. Should I just become the pumpkin bird? I just like
yeah,
maybe
I think
that's my
your
thing.
New random fact.
Okay,
that's my thing. Lady.
I own pumpkin. So many pumpkins.
This is also the person who, you know, is becoming a minimalist. So just so you know.
Yes. I think that and how is
tracks,
that going?
Right?
But it is a minimalist pumpkin.
That's true.
That is true.
It's
see,
not even
it goes
whole
with a minimalist aesthetic.
It's mostly not pumpkin.
Yeah. It's thank you. Where there should be pumpkin, there's
not. Exactly.
The real pumpkin is the pumpkin you don't even see, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is making me unhappy just to look at it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's triggering. We're triggering.
It's summer.
Thank you. I went to the beach today. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to like overcome, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited for like 5 years from now, the Marie Kondoing of your pumpkins, where it'll just be Barbara holding a pumpkin and trying to figure
out
which one
makes the cut.
I'll know this moment, though. I can't. It's going to spark joy.
It's going to spark joy.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
I already know. I'm pre-keeping it.
Yeah. We're such ants that we think we just invented pumpkins being a thing. Like, that's the most, you know, we're like, pumpkins.
Oh,
no one's ever thought of basic bitches liking pumpkins.
You know, I'm going to get into pumpkins, I think, also.
Yeah, do it.
I do. Every year I have a tradition that I like to carve a pumpkin.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's nice.
That's so fun. I think that's what it is. Yeah. I'm just settling into my aunt, my, you know, late 30s of being like, I want to do holiday. I like holiday things.
Yes.
I like decorating my house. Mm-hmm. And all I have ever bought is like really cheap, shitty decorations. You
know?
So I'm like, okay, I'll get one nice iron wrought.
No, but that's $12. You said
$12 originally, $19.99.
Oh wow,
down to $11.99.
It's a good deal. I mean, that I feel like. This is a very aunt adult thing to do.
Yeah. I'm an adult. This is my
The proof is in the pumpkin.
It was on sale and it was more than $10.
Yeah.
So that is an adult thing.
The proof is in the pumpkin is also on the front of that shirt.
Yeah.
Or it's on the sleeve of this.
Yes. I this is my aunt thing is I like those broomsticks that smell good.
Oh, those are awesome.
Those
cinnamon ones
at Trader Joe's.
Wait, those come in. I don't know what this is.
You don't know about the cinnamon brooms?
No.
They're at Christmas time and they just like, they're like made, they're not made with cinnamon sticks, but they just smell like cinnamon.
Yeah, and they make your whole house smell like cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh, you just I didn't know this.
They're cute. They look like a little witch broom or
it's
something.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky.
I love
Christmas
those
spooky.
Because I like the fall smell.
I do too. Yeah. I do like the fall smell.
Yeah. But if you could be on a beach, I think if Tess could be on a beach but smelling cinnamon, I think that's a good place.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be too confusing, though. You want the sea smell.
That's true.
Yeah. I would be like, something's wrong.
What's happening?
If you were at the beach and smelled fall things,
having the most relaxing stroke of all time. Yeah.
I think I can make it work. I think I could eat a piece of pumpkin pie in a bikini on a beach.
Oh,
I could see. If anyone can, it's you. I believe.
This is a very good time, I think, to say that if you're not a member of our Patreon, head over there. If we, when once we reach a certain amount, which I can't remember, we are going to do a pie eating contest.
Oh, so yes.
Go to patreon.com/ladytolady.
Honestly, I wish we would just meet that goal because I really want to do our pie eating contest.
Well, we might just have to skip ahead and do it. For
would compete.
The three of us.
Three of us.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a judge?
I mean, actually, we need Tess a judge. And I is are the competitor.
Yeah, I'm
Barb's not really
I definitely
compete.
Won't.
It's definitely going to come down to me and Brandy.
Yeah. So whoever eats.
So they think they can eat more than one pie.
Yeah.
Oh,
we do.
Hold on.
I think that. Hold on, because to me, a traditional pie eating contest in America is whoever eats one the fastest. You're talking who eats most.
Well, we've been debating whether it's speed or quantity, and I think we would like to do it for quantity, but also timed.
No.
But okay, the fact is that you're most likely will get maybe past one pie. But once, once you're past that, you're both into your second pie, who's going to decide what that looks like as far as quantity? It's going to be very hard to figure out.
Well, I think that's when you come in eating a sandwich that you've transitioned to.
It's going to just be who eats 1.5 pies first.
Yeah.
And who can keep it down? Yeah. It's also gallon milk challenge rules. So it's you can't pop it up.
I think we should set a rule. You can't puke. You have to keep it down for half an hour.
Yeah.
An hour? We can't wait for half an hour for the results of this.
No.
Sit around for half an hour.
People are going to be
live
the edge
stream.
Of their
we got a podcast for half an hour after we've eaten pie.
Oh my God. I feel confident. I mean, in my head, I think I have two whole pies in me.
Do you really?
I think
this
so.
Is absolutely crazy. There's no
now,
way.
What pies are you envisioning for
Yeah, what kind? Fruit?
I'm thinking fruit and I'm thinking lemon. I think lemon's the best bet.
Lemon meringue?
Yeah.
Or like
tart. Lemon meringue.
I could definitely house a full lemon meringue.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I could see that because it's not, there's not.
It's like custard. It's
yeah,
chunky.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's pudding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pudding. And then the top part is so fluffy. It's very, it's a lot of
air.
Yeah,
that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not taking up space.
I think that's our best bet.
Yeah.
My only concern is I really like lemon meringue pie, so I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
No, true.
Because coming up.
That's risky.
Yeah,
we might. I think going with a pudding pie though in general is a good idea.
I think so. I think so.
And then the second pie has got to be like riskier.
Yeah. Oh God, really?
I think that's a fruit pie situation.
I would say pie.
Oh
no, you can't go savory after a sweet.
Okay. Well, I thought we were taking risks.
They have not donated enough for that. Ooh, a whole chicken pot pie makes me want to die.
Oh, my God.
Blah, 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 blah.
But we can eat two whole pudding pies.
Yeah.
Pudding pies.
Yeah,
I believe. I believe in that.
Maybe like a chocolate fudge. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be down for a chocolate
that
pie.
Might be surprisingly easy. Some kind of a chocolate because it's like there's less to it.
Yeah.
It's just the chocolate.
Mm-hmm. A whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are always really good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at.
Well, Godspeed. I will be tuning in.
Yes,
because we are going to live stream. Yeah, I mean, we do need a judge. If you want to come judge,
you come judge it.
I would love. Yeah.
Now, in my head, in an eating contest, did I make this up? But or are your hands tied?
Yes, I think.
I think they're tied
for a pie.
I think that's
contest.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Traditionally,
I think they're definitely tied.
But that's when it.
That's
comes
why
to
it makes
speed.
Sense that it's the first who eats it because it's like. You know.
Should we do that?
But if you're doing quantity, I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah,
I think it's. Sorry, I'm shitting all over this.
This is the problem: is we don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's our first pie eating contest.
Because if it's quantity, then I'm like, yeah, use a fork. Go.
No, nobody wants to watch us eat pies. With a fork.
Yeah, we've got to remember the theater.
We got to be we've got to. You know, we're gonna end up on pie feet.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That's
what the pie eating fetish website is.
We'll only shoot the pie eating contest from our feet.
Yes.
So we watch pieces falling on them the whole time.
That's good because there's also people with gigantic fetishes. So that we'd look like giants then.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's something that if I could get a lot, maybe some money for it, as being like a giant.
You could. Uh-huh. People like you are tall. There's, I think you're talking about this, but they really enjoy if you pretend to eat them. And then they live inside your stomach.
Now, how does that
sometimes
work?
Sometimes two people live inside your stomach and they fuck, and that's part of it as well.
Now, is that like a Jonah and the Whale cosplay?
It's called, wait, what the fuck is it called? Hold on. I always forget the name of it. Inside stomach fetish.
And is this done on like a green screen?
It's usually
you need all this equipment.
I mean, how do you just fuck if your fetish is living in someone's stomach?
Yeah.
Oh,
they take improv classes first. Yeah.
Okay,
and then they like really get into like building the world.
Yeah. Okay,
in the bedroom,
it's like Lord of the Rings but with guts.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that about feeling like safe, like you're in a womb?
I think that's part of it.
Feels
like it's called Vora. Vorophilia.
Okay.
Vorophilia and being eaten for sexual pleasure.
Oh.
Sexual paraphilia, in which people are sexually aroused by the idea of being eaten, two, eating another person, and or observing this process for sexual gratification. So anyway, there's a lot of drawings on Instagram of people inside stomachs.
Okay.
It's usually just drawings.
Okay. Drawings, cool. That's easy.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Vor.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
I wonder if Sean would be cool with me soliciting strangers to have me draw me eating them for money.
Where's the line?
You're a vegetarian. How do you feel about this?
Oh, that's right.
I would imagine
it. I think they live through it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think they live through it, so.
Just like as long as no one actually gets eaten.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll play along with your meat games.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
your meat games.
Playing other meat. Taryn meat. You're Taryn meat. Oh, man.
Should we ask Vanessa a few questions?
Yes.
I've learned so much already.
We're an informational podcast, first and foremost.
Yeah, very scientific, I think.
This is a good one.
Did you ever have a MySpace?
I did have a MySpace for a while.
Cool. We're going to ask you some MySpace questions from those bulletins.
Okay. When you think of your MySpace, it might make your heart race. You should get a red face when it seemed like a current friend. Now it's time to take a MySpace.
Have you ever dated someone twice?
No.
Once you break up with them, they're done?
Yeah. Well, I've only had one boyfriend in my life.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes it really easy.
So that didn't happen twice?
Yeah. That makes it easy. And yeah, I don't have a lot of... I mean, I've dated before, but it was like fuck buddies or
like
one night stand. Yeah. It never went beyond we're in a relationship.
Right.
Gotcha. But now I have a boyfriend. Yeah.
Nice. How long have you guys been together?
It'll be 5 years.
Oh,
this
wow.
December. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Yeah. Awesome.
And how often do you eat him?
That's the 5 year anniversary.
Right. Yeah. I'm like waiting for a big birthday.
Yeah, when do you drop that one?
Right.
Wait, I just saw a good one. Where did it go? Oh boy. Ever kissed in the rain?
Yes.
That's the most MySpace question ever.
I have. That's a MySpace question.
Was it black and white? Was there music playing? Or
no. It was in New Orleans, and we were super drunk on Bourbon Street. And I was like, it's like The Notebook. So I was like,
cute.
I totally was like, we need a kiss, like in The Notebook. It wasn't like organic or anything. He was walking like 10 steps ahead of me. And I was like, no, stop.
I love that. Yeah.
But in my head, it was romantic.
That is romantic.
It feels romantic.
That's how we play. That's how comics play.
Like,
And also real super romantic shit in real life is very rare to come by. You gotta make it happen.
You gotta make it happen. Funny.
And you have to really love a guy to want to notebook him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The romance is inherent in the wanting to notebook him.
Yes.
I know. I'm like, I would love for a man to build a whole house because he missed me so much. Yeah.
He'd be a real trapper keeper. You know what I mean?
Hello.
Oh my God. Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, I think the days of the house building are over, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this economy.
Yeah. But hey, my boyfriend lifts over to my house when I want.
I mean, that's great.
That is romantic.
It's very romantic. Just got to talk to a stranger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He told me yesterday that his Lyft driver was like, he was like, yeah, he just gave me like half of a joint. He told me about how he's driving 10 hours a day for the whole year until he makes enough money to open his own weed, like, whatever place.
Oh,
and
tracks.
I was like, what? He just gave you a joint in the Lyft?
I mean, I feel like you got to tip that guy well.
Oh, yeah.
Got to.
I was like, also, I think that's what that was about.
That guy was for sure driving super high.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. He drove and he was talking a lot. I'm like, you realize he was high as fuck, right? Yeah. Like, he wasn't just, he was like, yeah, I did smell a lot kind of like cologne in there. I'm like, yes, he was high.
So stoned. I mean, but you know what? I think that, I don't know if it's just me thinking this, but I feel like road rage in Los Angeles has gone down since we got legal.
Oh.
I kind of feel like people are chilling out.
I haven't seen people yelling, but I've seen a lot more people driving like assholes.
Oh, yeah, because they're high, but they're not like yelling about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's true. I've seen less yelling.
Though. I think you see more people like, instead of going straight to the honk, it's like a...
Yeah.
Shrug your shoulders.
I see more people on their phones driving than I think are high. Yeah. That's the thing makes me crazy.
Every time.
Like right in front of your face as you're driving and you're like, you're in a two-ton vehicle.
I hate it.
Ooh, it makes me crazy.
And it's not even like slow traffic.
No.
They're just like...
Like hauling ass with their phone in front of them.
Or when you see someone FaceTiming while they're driving?
Yes.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
That's
why?
Insane.
Yeah, chill it out.
No, that is a very aunt quality of mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like...
Yes.
If I'm driving, I'm not...
No.
Yeah, no, I don't like to. And I get mad at my boyfriend if I know he's driving. And
same.
I'm like, stop. But I don't want to message him to keep it going.
Exactly. Yeah, or Sean will sometimes, I'll catch him checking sports scores while he's driving and I get really pissed.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to die.
Yeah.
This or like, is not more important.
Sean will pull a, like, he'll ask me something and I'm driving so I don't answer him. And then I get the question mark a la carte.
Oh, God. I'm driving.
Solo question mark. I hate the solo question mark.
Oh, no. An a la carte question mark.
I know. I love that. He sent me an a la carte question mark.
And you're like, I got the text.
Yeah, right now.
I will respond to it. I promise we're married. I'm not ghosting you.
Yeah.
I will respond when I can.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, hello.
Yeah.
I don't like being ignored.
I'm not dodging the question of whether we have eggs at home. Like, hold on.
You're being real weird about the eggs. That's funny.
Okay, what are you craving right now?
Good question.
Oh, well, I'm definitely hungry. This pie talk.
Yeah.
Definitely influenced.
Made me want pie too.
My crave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like I want like a hamburger for dinner.
Mm.
Oh.
What kind are we talking?
What's your go-to?
You should go to the Wingster.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, they're great.
I've never been.
They're really
good.
Gotta
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's close by.
Yeah.
By the way home.
Yeah. I mean, I like just a classic cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I
mean. Pretty tasty. I feel like it's like pizza. You don't need to get crazy.
No, I don't really get too
crazy
with them.
Keep it simple.
I'll put onion rings on. That's about as...
That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I like? This is kind of weird, but at Islands... I like to get a burger that's pineapple and barbecue sauce.
No, I like that one a lot.
That shit's good.
Yeah. That one's good. That's my fancy burger.
Yeah.
That's like when I'm like treating myself.
Yeah.
Get a pineapple slice.
Pineapple on...
A little salty sweet.
I don't know.
No.
I don't
Not
know.
Into it.
I'll that's try cool. it. I just started liking Hawaiian pizza.
That's so good.
Oh. Yeah. Because I used to be like, no, fuck those people. Yeah, I was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But then I tried it. I was like, oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But then I got the runs like crazy.
Yeah.
Pineapple and ham.
Yeah. I do a pineapple pepperoni. I prefer that.
That?
Because then it's a little spicy to go with it instead.
Yeah. I don't do pepperoni, but I do pineapple jalapeno.
Yeah.
That shit is. It's actually my favorite pizza.
It's real tasty.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I like the way this question is worded, so I'd like to say it. Did you ever win a trophy in your life?
Oh. No.
No?
No.
No. I've never won a trophy.
Oh, shit.
We have
all of y'all.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm in the presence of award winners. Y'all looked at me so sad.
No, we did. All three of us were just like, oh.
I'm like, look at these winners.
Looking at me like I'm the saddest person because I've never won a trophy.
I just thought you were like you were recalling. I don't think it's sad.
I mean,
mine were all bullshit.
Maybe
so I don't have
for
any.
Like perfect. No, I never got perfect attendance.
That's a bullshit trophy, anyway.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I don't have any trophies.
I think I.
What were y'all trophies for?
Oh, I have a lot of trophies.
Nothing. Speech. Mine were like just being in soccer. Soccer. Didn't even do anything good. It was just like the trophy they give you.
But it was a group trophy.
Yeah.
It's like a participation trophy?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I don't think we won. We were like the theater nerds who we spent more time on our kickoff. We had a choreographed kickoff.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's so funny.
Wait,
oh my God.
The theater nerds were also the soccer team?
Yeah. Well, like,
that's really cute.
In junior high, when somehow everyone was on the soccer team, we legit had a dance routine.
That's amazing.
For our kickoff, so we were Holy not shit. Winning any actual games.
That's so funny.
That's amazing.
Oh my That's God. Cute.
I remember the soccer team. I only played soccer for 1 year, and we were really bad, too. We were the Elephants. That was our team.
Oh, man.
And we didn't win a single game, and they gave us the Sportsmanship Award, and I was so pissed that I threw my trophy in the garbage right after I got
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Oh, they gave you, like, the shitty...
I would have rather had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
Damn.
Throwing trophies away.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I never even had one.
You gotta go get that so Vanessa can have one.
Yeah. I've never thrown a trophy away.
That's so funny.
What was yours?
I was valedictorian in fifth grade. No big deal.
You got a trophy
for that?
Fifth grade?
Yeah, because you graduated to middle school.
Okay.
So we had a graduation.
I don't know of any elementary school that had a valedictorian.
No.
We had one.
School had a budget for
they
trophy.
Had trophy
public
money.
School. Yeah, public school, baby. Yes. Yeah, I got a trophy. I got a big letter A that all my fifth grade teachers signed to say thank you. And then I got to give the speech. Our class graduation
well,
speech.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I had a like best band kid when I was in eighth grade. And then our marching band won a bunch of shit and stuff.
Do you still have those?
I had the eighth grade one because that was like a 3 year in the making trophy, basically. Yeah. I still have that one. I like never really think about it though because my brother was a BMX racer and he has. Literally hundreds of trophies.
Really?
That he, to the point that he like donated most of them to like a trophy shop so they could like break them down for parts and stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
Sweet.
Break them down for parts.
I don't know what to do with my trophies. I tried to Marie Kondo them.
Yeah.
I was like maniacal and obsessed with getting trophies and speech. Like it was.
Yeah.
I was like a Michael Douglas in Wall Street character. And
you focused in on something really aggressively? Yeah. What?
So my mom still has all my trophies and I tried to get rid of them, but I couldn't bring myself to throw them away.
Mm.
So then this is really wacky and probably a bad idea, but I was like, I'll make like a.
Oh, no.
Art.
I know. Can't wait. You can make a chandelier or something.
Something like that.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's keep the ant vibe.
Yes. Let's go to Michael's.
Yeah,
let's get some
let's
crafts.
Together.
Maybe I can make you a holder for your pumpkins with my trophies.
Please. I
know.
That
I
would
love
be
this.
Cute.
I mean, I have a bunch of fake trophies on my wall, like from.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
You found a bunch in a dumpster one time, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
been,
cool.
I kept them for like joke purposes, and now they're just on a shelf.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah, because they sell them at Goodwill. I could go buy one.
Yeah.
We are going to get you. You're going to get a trophy.
Yeah, we're going to make you one.
Yeah. We're going to make this happen. Yeah. It's going to show up on your doorstep in like 5 years. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
You'll know.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
All right, we're going to go handle that. We'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Vanessa Gonzalez.
I'm Vanessa.
Hi. Do you want to help us answer some advice?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never won a trophy, but I guess I could give advice.
You could win. I mean, you can just like oversee it.
Sure. You know? If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I love the positivity, humor, and realness you exude. That's what we all need in this world. Thank you. Okay, so the problem that isn't a terrible problem to have, but one that I struggle with nonetheless. I met my husband. We just got married last month, 3 years ago, and at the time we both worked. He's an air traffic controller, and I worked in insurance claims. My psychology degree didn't exactly land me a great job. I was really miserable doing that work and wanted to go back to school. Even though we'd only been dating about a year, my husband encouraged and supported my decision to get my degree in accounting. I know you're thinking that's probably just as boring, but hey, at least I get paid more to be bored, lol. So now I'm done with my accounting degree after 2 years of hard and challenging times. We sacrificed getting to have much fun, traveling, or anything really. It was hard for my pride to be dependent on him. I took out student loans for work, and I worked part-time during to pay for my bills, but he really took the brunt of the financial responsibilities. Every time we would go out to eat, he paid. If we wanted to go to a movie, he paid. Rent, he paid. Everything, including most of our wedding, I was unable to contribute much. I am a very independent, take care of my own shit type of person. I try to make Beyonce first and her only of her name proud. So every time he paid for anything, a piece of me died inside. So the issue I have now, and I have had for 2 years, is I have all this guilt for all the money he had to spend just so I could go to school. It's like it's just piled on top of itself. I feel very overwhelmed with the amount of money and the fact that it feels impossible for me to ever repay him. He's such a sweet man who has told me time and time again it's not something I should worry about, but I do. It's like I have a literal debt to him. Sally and ruin your life, May. I want to give him the world, but now I have student loans to pay. Woo! Do you guys have any advice on how to deal with this, or if I'm just being dumb? Thanks so much, and love you guys.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun if we're like, yeah, you're just being dumb.
She's being dumb.
No, it's funny. I struggle with the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, being a comic, and my boyfriend often pays for stuff, and I don't know why. Like, it does, like, chip away.
Yeah, I have the same struggle. Like, yeah.
I don't want to be dependent on anybody.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's particular. I mean, I guess it's probably hard for everyone, but especially if you are like an independent person.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's especially hard because, like, what are you going to complain because someone's taking you to the movies?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I
think it is tricky, but I think that, you know, the fact that he said it's okay, and they're married, right?
They're married.
Yeah, so it's like now money's
you guys
like
are in this for the long haul.
You have like lots and lots of years to pay him back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's like ebbs and flows in relationships. Like, who knows? Like, people are on the top sometimes, and the other person is like financially, and you kind of like have each other's back through all of that.
Exactly.
You know, and it's also like, I mean, I'll say this: like he wanted to do this. That's his choice, and you like. This is easier said than done, but like holding on to that guilt is just going to like belittle his choice a little bit. Like, he chose to do this with his money. Mm-hmm. He does not want you to feel guilty. You know what I mean? So like a way to repay him, I think, is to like, let's figure out a way to like get past this in your own head. Cause like that will affect like your relationship with him. It'll be like, no, I don't want this hanging over this. I just did this because I just wanted to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think after, I mean, I personally like make myself feel bad about so many things that I think a lot of women do too. So it just feels like another thing to just make yourself feel bad when you don't really need to. If he's like, it's fine, we'll make it work.
And, yeah, we do. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, we can do that with everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to subtract as many of them as we can.
Yeah. The world is built to make you feel bad about shit.
Exactly.
If your husband is being cool, like, let that be one thing. But again, it's easier said than done.
Well, yeah. And I think it's important to remember that money is one way to contribute to a relationship. Like, he wouldn't be with you if you hadn't contributed all these other things to, like, balance that out, too. It's like, it's hard to give that stuff the same weight that money does because we're stupid and we invented money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like the other stuff is so much more real too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can always make money. You have a, you know, he has a job, like it'll always come in. That's fine. But it's like, you know, you're emotionally there for him. Like, you know, like there are so many parts to your relationship that he wouldn't have paid for all this stuff if you weren't balancing that out.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, I think every married couple is different with how they handle money, but, you know, at least legally, like, you guys are a single entity now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he made an investment in the company that is you. Mm-hmm. And he's...
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Good...
No. Yeah. He's investing in my company. And I go wait at Ross for people.
At your new app. You're a shareholder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you do have to just, you know, you have to really work on getting over that. And I guess I would just... maybe challenge yourself to, like, not, like, next time you guys out go out to not even say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to say thank you. Mm-hmm. But maybe just try really challenge yourself about apologizing for him paying for, like, a minute. And that might help you kind of get over the, like, feeling bad part.
Yeah. And, like, why don't you try planning some, like, challenge yourself to come up with some, like, really fun, cool, like, free or super cheap dates that, like, you can run with.
Yeah.
Too, you know? Yeah. It's like, dates don't need to be this expensive, you know, like, night out in the town. Like, you can find, like, a weird, like, you know, an art gallery or whatever, like, something fun that, like, be like, I have planned the evening and I am in control tonight. And, like, you can spend $5 or whatever. Like, try to find
like,
those nights.
It sounds like she's working now, too.
Yeah.
So, also, I think, like, a little goes a long way. Like, surprise him with something that he thinks you're not going to be able to pay for, and then take out your debit card.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, really hot as a married couple to take out your own debit card.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
Like, if you're going to the movies, like, you just pay, like if he thinks he's going to pay, be like, I got it. Okay. It's just, like, a cute thing.
Yeah.
I think.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Like being eaten.
Yeah, it's like,
but I'm going to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Take him to a parlor where you can both pretend to be eaten.
Yeah. Exactly.
And foot the bill.
Commission a drawing of him in your stomach.
Yes. Oh, that would be sweet.
But I know, I mean, I think that is part of the issue, too, with the money. It can be, like, feeling like you do need to take on all the monetary, the non-monetary stuff yourself. And so then that, I think, can create, like, a weird guilt dynamic thing. Like, when you feel like you want help with things, but then you're like, oh, but he's paying for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think let the past be the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You guys are married now. He paid for it. Like, you have, it's not like he paid for you to get a pottery degree.
Yeah.
You're an accountant. You're going to, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
like,
and she, she's paying for her own degree, too. He just covered, like, rent and food and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah. He paid for that. And now as part of his investment, he gets to be married to a sick-ass accountant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
With a psychology degree?
Exactly.
Girl, pull out that psychology degree and then look in a mirror. You know what's going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just about kind of trying to get over it. And you guys are in it for the long haul. You're together forever. It's going to, you're definitely paying him back, and, you know, whether you really feel it. Like, is directly monetarily.
Well, and, like, think if the shoe was on the other foot, too.
It's I was just going to say that.
If something happened and, like, he lost his job, you know, God forbid, and, like, he couldn't find one for 2 years, like, you wouldn't be like, too bad, so sad, figure it the fuck out. You'd be like, no, I've got this while you're working to get to this place.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't think you would also feel like, well, now you owe me.
Yeah.
No.
You know? Because when you're married, it's like... We're a team.
It all goes to the same place. It's you share a kitchen, you share a bank account.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, exactly. It's like, I want you in my life, therefore we'll make it work. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, that can give you a lot of perspective, because it's really easy to make yourself feel bad, but then, like, when you take yourself out of the equation and you're like, would I look at me that way? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, make him, here's an idea. Make him a gift basket by calling companies and complaining about their items or asking for free ones, and then you'll get a bunch of free snacks. Guys love snacks.
She gets some Nabisco sent to the house.
Go to Michael's, get the half off basket.
Okay.
Snack gift basket.
How are you getting these free snacks by complaining?
Because you call them and you're like, oh, I had like a shitty bag of, you know, peanuts. On like the bag.
Have you done that?
Funyuns. I have before when it was like disgusting, when something was like really bad. I haven't done it for a very long time. But yeah, if you call any of those places, or if you just say like, hey, I liked your product, they'll send you free shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a good hack.
I did that with a yogurt place once and they sent me a bunch of free yogurt.
That is another auntie move.
It is.
Yes, it is.
If we're keeping track.
I'm aunting. I'm aunting over here.
You are.
Yeah. Look at all my free yogurt,
She's
honey.
She's got all the numbers in her phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Click those coupons. Get out there.
It's time to pick out my call list.
Get him 10 bottles of mouthwash for $1.
Yes. So good. Really putting on the Ritz crackers.
This is reminding me. One time my friend opened a thing of chicken tortilla soup from Wolfgang Puck's.
Ooh.
And there was a fully intact chicken head with beak.
No.
Fully intact chicken head with beak. And she didn't find out until she bit onto it. And she spit out a chicken head with beak and called, and all they did was send her coupon for more soup.
And you're like, I'm good after that. I'm good.
I'd never eat soup again.
No. I didn't eat soup for like a year after.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Joke's on you, Wolfgang Pucks. I just called you out. Your coupon did nothing.
Take that, Wolfgang.
Wow. It was probably like $4 can
of soup. I'm just trying to think of like free stuff she can get, you know.
Yeah.
You could go to Planned Parenthood and get some free condoms.
Oh, that. Yes.
What else is free?
You could build
mints.
You got dinner mints, toothpicks.
Oh, yeah, dinner mints. Mm-hmm.
You could build him a little, like, heart out of toothpicks.
Or out of your own hair.
Lots of useless creepy crafts.
Totally start saying, go on free stuff on Craigslist in your neighborhood and find some cool stuff.
You could make a pumpkin him out of metal.
Yes. Get him some bed bugs.
Yeah.
let's just get him a bunch of bed friends. Bugs.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That's basically what sea monkeys are, right?
Bed
bugs?
No, are they?
I don't think so. Similar.
Are they? Do sea monkeys like suck your blood?
No, but they're just like little sea monkeys are, you know, they're disappointing, right?
Oh, yeah. So I never got them.
You're supposed to think they're like seahorses or something?
Yeah.
I don't really know what
they are. They say you can train them. Basically, they're just like little white specks. They're like tiny little white bug things.
It's a brine shrimp.
It's a brine shrimp. Yeah. And they say you can train them, and that's why they say you can make a circus with them. But the way you train them is you put a flashlight against the water, and they all follow the flashlight. Yeah. It's super lame.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't get him those.
Yeah.
Maybe we
might have lost the thread there.
What about ant farms? That's even grosser.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember ant farms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they still make them.
Oh, man.
They exist some places. I was never into that. The bee exhibits were always very shady to me because I was like, who's this person just hanging with all these bees? What's going on? Why don't
you bee exhibit? Where?
Well, like, I guess I'm thinking of like, like Renfest always have them. There's always the bee guy that's got like the glass paneled so you can see the whole thing, and he's selling his
honey
and his honey.
Yeah, yeah, fresh.
Yeah, and like, you know, great if you have bees, it's great. I respect it, but I don't understand it. And that's fine.
That's fair.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah,
yeah. There's always gonna be the bee guy.
I do feel that I could get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm good with bees.
Oh, you're good with
bees.
Can you be good with bees?
Yep. Yeah, it's easy. It's not
that. Explain.
They're not like dogs.
Yes. They are, actually. They actually are. It's not that I'm good with bees. I'm just not bad with bees. And most people are bad with bees.
So they can tell if you're bad with them.
Yeah, it's a total energy thing. And if a bee stings you, it's like a fight or flight response, right?
Sure.
So like it feels your energy and it's like reading your pheromones. I purposely just calm down as soon as I see a bee, and I've never been stung by one.
Oh. I've never been stung by a bee either.
Yeah.
Huh. This is interesting.
Yeah. I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
Were you freaking out?
I didn't know it was there. It just appeared out of nowhere.
One flew in my mouth the last time I ran the mile at school.
No.
And I chomped on it and I spit it out and then I walked the rest of the way.
Oh. Yeah. You
and I never ran a mile at school again.
Yeah.
That's what you get for exercising.
Yeah. I was like, nope.
Did you guys have to run the mile like in your regular clothes?
No, we they made us spring clothes.
Okay. Yeah, we always had our gym outfits.
I feel like for a certain portion of my education, we were expected to like run a mile in our
elementary school. Yes.
Elementary school. Yeah. We had to do whatever we went to school in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me think I didn't like working out. Mm. Like, I don't want to get my fucking cute hypercolor sweatshirt sweaty.
Right. Would y'all do the Mickey Mousercise?
Yes. I loved, on a record?
Yeah.
I loved Mousercise. Oh, yeah,
that was good.
I could get down with some Mousercise like now.
Yeah, somebody, if they offered that class,
yeah.
I would go to Mousercise.
Fuck yeah. I'm surprised that's not going on in Echo Park or something. Adult Mousercise?
Yeah,
Mousercise. After our, Googling this is a good, another good millionaire idea.
We have so many good ideas.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to rename it because of like licensing issues. Uh-huh. But sure. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Mickey size? Well, using Mickey Mouse, probably not.
rodent size?
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Should we do one of these other short ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a short one.
This is a funny one. Okay. First off, thank you so much for making an awesome podcast. It's the only Patreon I can afford to subscribe to as a uni student.
Aww,
and you're definitely worth it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really, I really appreciate that.
My problem is my ex and I used to give each other two air kisses whenever we said goodbye. And just as a reflex, I did the same thing with my current boyfriend once. Since then, he's constantly doing it, which is cute, but because he wants to show affection for me. But it's awkward for me because it was my ex. What do I do? Continue not giving them back and hope he stops. Confess my sins and ask him to stop. It's been 2 weeks now and there's no end in sight. Please.
So is that like a... Was that without an air kiss?
Well, either way, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very common, I guess.
Yeah.
But two is specific.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no, that sucks.
That
really
sucks. That's
so
funny. You did it by accident. It is funny.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no, it's like a reflex. But
it's like calling your teacher mom or something.
Yeah.
Saying I love you to a creditor on the phone. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's funny because I've always wondered, because I've only had one boyfriend, and I'm always asking him, like, have you done this with anybody else? Or, like, what would you call your other girlfriends? Like, you know, because we have we call each other boo, and I'm like, would you call another girlfriend that? And it's just like always, I'm like, yeah, do you recycle little like terms of endearment and little
what's recyclable and what's
I
not?
I mean, everyone says baby. Yeah. That's like
baby,
baby,
honey, whatever.
Yeah, I think the generic nicknames you can reuse. Although the main ones that I use with my ex, I have never used again.
With a big X though, I think that kind of taints a lot of stuff.
Depends on the X.
Yeah, it depends on the level of X-dom.
Yes.
Exactly. I feel bad because it's like, how do you say that?
Yeah, how do you tell them this guy?
I don't know. I think she's. I was going to say, let it phase out.
Let it phase out
and maybe transform into a new one.
Yeah. But you'd think it's weird if she was like, oh, I used to do that with my ex. Let's not do that.
I don't think it's that weird.
Yeah.
Like, she could say that, right?
I mean, you guys should be able to be, like, pretty open with each other.
Yeah.
And the longer it goes on, the weirder it gets that you haven't said it.
Yeah, exactly. Do it now, or...
I think that's already passed.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a couple weeks, I kind of think it's weird to bring it up now.
And he's like, well, you let me do it for all that time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Oh, you should have told me, or I don't know. Yeah, I guess phase out or start a new thing.
I think
make up a new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our soccer thing was pretty good. You can do that if you want.
What's a soccer thing?
Yeah, explain this.
I don't remember. We sang like something from it doesn't matter. But it involved like a handstand and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
So it's very a secret handshake kind of thing.
I see.
That's good.
You could like do a whole, you know, like slap hands, turn around, like
down by
bump
the bank
chests.
For the hanky panky.
Yeah.
Bump chests with your loved one.
Fist bump your lover.
There you go.
Yes, and it'll only be between y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it'll be sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination. I think in this case I would phase out.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you do just need to like just you know that and no one else does.
Yeah. I don't think there's any point in telling him at this point.
No.
At this point.
But she's trying to phase out. She just stopped doing it, and he's still doing it.
I think eventually, I think they're replaced.
Because what if he likes it? He's like, let's.
It sounds like he does.
I like his thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. Poor guy. What if he changed it to 3 kisses or 1 kiss?
Oh yeah, it's like 10 kisses.
Yeah. Keep going with it.
Yeah.
What if you kiss both of his cheeks, like a little European flair to it?
That'd
be good. Yeah.
Oh,
kiss his forehead as a goodbye, maybe?
Yeah. Some guys are weird about that, though.
Yeah.
I remember I had a friend, and he was like, I don't like when girls kiss me on the forehead because it's what my mom does.
Oh really? Yeah,
that's
it
true.
Is a little like,
yeah.
But
true.
I was like, well, okay.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You could take.
I also buy your socks now.
Yeah, exactly. We're being real. I am kind of your mom at this point.
Yeah. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Yeah.
We're lying to ourselves.
Good night, sweetie.
You could go, got your nose, and take his nose.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That is hot.
Yeah.
Got your nose, and then grab his dick.
Yeah. And put it in your pumpkin.
Yeah.
Got your dick. Bye.
Bye.
You could go, got your heart, and then you go, Kalima.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. That would be good.
That's good.
We solved that.
I think so.
Yeah.
If you have anything you need us to obviously solve in 20 minutes or less, email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com with your lady problem. Also, check out our Patreon page. Lots of fun stuff going over there. We're going to have a top secret session with Vanessa coming up. And where can everyone find you on the internet?
I am on Instagram at Vanessa Marie. That's BUHNESSAMARIE. And Vanessa on Twitter. I'm like, what's the other one?
She's so funny. Check out her half hour. Do you know the date it's coming out?
I don't yet. Okay. They're just like sometime in October.
We'll repost
pumpkin season.
Pumpkin. Oh my God.
The day that it comes out, I'll place my pumpkin.
There it is.
I'll light a candle for your
It'll
half
be like
hour.
Paul Revere. It's fine. Absolutely.
I love it.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.